Okay, so we're back here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and today is January the 21st of 2014. I'm back from what turned out to be almost a one-week break. And what kind of happened there is there, the flu bug was going around. First, the kids in the house get it, then, you know, the adults, then the nannies ended up getting it, and so on and so forth. So add that to a meeting that I had up in the Menlo Park in Palo Alto area of California. Add that all together, came up to be a couple of days break in there. So I apologize. I know that there was a number of interviews I was talking about getting to that we recorded here about a week ago. One of the best ones is from a member of the NFL and the NBA Players Association. He works with all the financial advisors that work with the players. So we're going to get to that here this week. I'll kind of get a schedule to you guys here this week. So anyway, I'm going to talk about a few of the changes. We did end up changing the first company that's going to be on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. We went ahead and substituted that out, the offering. You know, like I said, we're going to try to stay as much away from the Regulation D offerings, make sure that when we have offerings on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily, that it is an offering that is open for everyone to make an investment in, not just accredited and sophisticated investors. So with that said, here at the bottom of the hour, or in about 28 minutes, actually, we're going to be listening to an interview that we did with the managing member of French Port Doors. Now, if anybody has been on Global Crowd TV's website and you've seen French Port Doors, this is a company that is in a tremendous growth phase. It is a company that has multiple patents. Imagine this. Imagine you have a set of French doors, and those French doors are an actual set of panels and a garage door, but the garage door panels are seamless, and that's a technology that they have patented. If you've seen French Port Doors, you may have seen them in Lowe's Home Improvement stores already. We're doing a direct public offering for French Port Doors that is going to help increase their footprint in large box retailers, both here in the United States and abroad, and increase their current product line, which is going to include a patented press machine that can basically print designs on garage doors as well. So we're going to be talking to Mr. Kenneth Marr here at the bottom of the hour from French Port Doors. That's kind of great. So we're going to be sticking on with companies that everyone can invest in for the most part on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. There will be some instances where we do have some companies on there with Regulation D's, and maybe it's because those offerings are going to be just above what the Tier 1 or Tier 2 of the Regulation A will allow for, and there will be justifiable reasons why we're going to have those on a Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. So we're going to be introducing companies at a pretty rapid rate between now and the 30th of January here, and starting on the 17th, we'll be doing public offerings here on a daily basis on Global Crowd TV. Once again, starting on January 30th, all of the set designs and all the set building is pretty much done. You'll be able to watch Steve Mueller Corner Main Street and Wall Street live every single day starting here on January 30th, so that'll be exciting. So anyway, and what's kind of new going on here is that this is going to be my last day of talking about Global Crowd TV. We're going to get into kind of more of a regular news radio vibe every day, so I just wanted to go through one last time. I've been getting a lot of emails stating, you know, what is all going on? You know, I missed this show. Got this question, got that question. So really quick, I'm going to break it down here. Starting on January 30th of this month, you'll be able to watch on Global Crowd TV and on live stream. You'll be able to watch Steve Mueller Corner Main Street and Wall Street. At that time, we'll be opening up the phone lines. We'll be having some more communications. Be able to call in, ask questions, and our feature segments will get a little bit more. We'll be talking with some of the large venture capital groups here in the state of California and abroad. And, you know, making it more of not just like a public service infomercial for Global Crowd TV and what it's got going on. I hope everyone understands it's just because we've just had so many changes here over the last couple days. So we're going to be getting into the interviews every day here on Global Crowd TV. We'll be introducing one to two of the companies that will be on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. Once that show starts running here on the 17th of February, the companies that are going to be on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily will be joining me here live on the radio for a 20-minute segment in the morning. And the companies that are just finishing up on their 24-hour capital raise here at Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily will be joining me here to talk about the results and just talk about what it was like to work with investors, not just from here in the United States or over the internet, but being plugged in here with our five investment bankers and talking to, you know, investors all over the world and going through those people making investment decisions and actually investing in a company. And once again, when you invest in a company here at Global Crowd TV, it couldn't be any easier. Whether you're an accredited investor, non-accredited, U.S. citizen, non-U.S. citizen, doesn't make a difference. Everybody can make investments in the companies on Global Crowd TV. And what's going to be great about it is all the investments are done online. There's no printing, no faxing, no scanning, no emailing, none of that jazz. And it's done seamlessly. And you don't have to worry about writing a check and mailing it or sending a wire. We'll be accepting all e-checks for all investments at Global Crowd TV as well. So that's kind of exciting. So that's kind of be the biggest change for me, I think, is that I'm just going to be on TV here every day, which is, you know, it's easy to be just kind of stuffed up in the studio and hiding from the world. It's going to be a little bit different to be on interactive TV, and we'll be having call-ins, so on and so forth. And don't worry, the call-ins are screened, so anybody making a phone call trying to get on the air and baba booey me, hopefully we can we'll get those things but then again, don't get me wrong, if I get a prank call from the Howard Stern show, I think that would I would actually think I made it. I already felt like I've made it to a certain degree in investment banking, but I will truly have made it in radio if the Howard Stern show says we're gonna prank that guy. So that'd be great. So anyway, what else is kind of changing? Getting a little bit of flack. Once again, just because a company enters into an agreement to be a potential participant on Global Crowd TV doesn't mean that that's the end of it. Due diligence does keep going. We have had an incident here just recently. And I think you've heard me say here on Global Crowd TV that you know, we go out of our way to protect the investor. And at the end of the day, our loyalty at Global Crowd TV lies first with the viewer and the investor before it lies with any of the entrepreneurs that we're going to be working with or have invited on Global Crowd TV. If at any time during our due diligence that we find something amiss or we don't choose to proceed for any reason whatsoever with a company that we have slated to be participating on Global Crowd TV, I want to make sure that this is, there's always been a problem in, I think, just in the investment community, and it's really going to start really popping up now with all this crowdfunding and all of these things, is that seems to be a lot of, I hate to say this, I think the word might be a little bit wrong, entitlement, but seems to be a lot of, like, feelings of entitlement for companies that become listed on a website or work with a dealer broker or, you know, even get invited to be participate on Global Crowd TV, and then for whatever reason during the due diligence phase something changes and that invitation is taken away. And that has happened at Global Crowd TV. Hey, everything that is good on the surface isn't good once you get further into the nuts and bolts of it. I've always talked about my history on this show, and of the investments that I have ever entered into a joint venture for or made a commitment for, the ones that I've pulled out of them. There's one recently I kind of regret. We should have went forward with it, but that was a company that you maybe heard me talk about down in Brazil. But things just didn't work out. Things didn't come together here fast enough at Global Crowd TV to facilitate that investment. That's probably one of the ones I'll regret missing out on. But there are always some other ones where things just don't come together fast enough, or things when you enter into an agreement on the surface look really good, but when you get into it and it turns out that the entrepreneur, you know, misrepresents themselves, misrepresents where the company is. You know, if you state that a company is operating but is not truly operating, it's more in a, you know, just past a conceptualized state. We ran into this recently with a company of and down in New Zealand, where even the CEO of the company doesn't use his complete name and so on and so forth. And we ended up pulling out of that transaction, and you start getting these emails of harassment stating, if you don't do this, we're going to do this, and we're going to sabotage that. Well, I wanted, as opposed to sitting in an email format stating, hey, bring it on, buddy, I'm going to say it here on the radio and on my podcast. As simple as this. At Global Crowd TV, every single company that we work with is published for everybody to see. And most of those companies are able to be Google searched and contacted directly. And anybody who talks about potentially, wanting to in any way disrupt the business of Global Crowd TV by contacting companies that we're working with here at Global Crowd TV, I completely welcome that threat. And you go right ahead, and you go on your little email campaign, and you go ahead and you contact every single company that's listed at Global Crowd TV, and you go ahead and you spew your madness. At the end of the day, every single company, except for maybe the Brazil company that I backed out of, I might end up regretting that one, on a financial position just because we weren't able to complete the investment in time. Every company I've ever, and I mean ever, backed out of an investment on because I thought it was not right for the investor, 100% of the time, those companies have never come to fruition. Ever. So, companies here that want to challenge Global Crowd TV or challenge me, I'm going to add your name to that list. And I'm not going to do anything that hampers effect. If you notice, I'm not even discussing the company's name that has made the threat here on the radio. But I'll just add that company to the name, and then 1 year from now, 1 year from today, on the 21st of January 2015, I'll come back on the radio, and I'll state that company's name yet again, and the CEO, and I'll read the emails that were threatening this and threatening that, and then we'll see where that company is 1 year from today. And I will put right now, I'll put $5,000 up, right here on the radio, you hear it, $5,000 up, that company is not operational. And when I say operational, just because it's still incorporated doesn't mean it's operational. That company will not be operational 1 year from now. It'll have nothing to do with me. Every company I've ever backed out of, and they scream and cry about this and about that. One person doesn't make a company not be successful because somebody didn't follow through with an investment or something like that. There's millions and millions and millions of investors out there. I'm not the one that stopped them all from investing in you. So same will be the case in this one. And unfortunately, that's going to be the case with some companies here at Global Crowd TV. Maybe on the surface, things look great. Once we get into SEC filings, and maybe somebody was convicted of insider trading years ago and not able to participate in a public securities offering. Things like that might pop up. When they do, it's unfortunate, but we'll just deal with those as they come up. So, once again, anybody wanting to challenge us here at Global Crowd TV, by all means, once again, I have a long-standing track record of investment success. Investors, like I said, through 2014, starting back in 2004, not one investor, not one, has ever lost any money in an investment of mine. Once again, there have been two rare occasions where there was a break even, but to have never had anyone lose any money over a career spanning 11 years in the investments industry is not a bad record. And I'll go on record right now and state here, right now, my number one priority, bar none, period, is the well-being of the investor. Unfortunately, before it is the well-being of the entrepreneur. Obviously, the better We take care of the entrepreneurs. Hopefully, the better they take care of the investors, and you know, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, Global Crowd TV is put together to provide safe, profitable investments to all classes of investor, from low middle class all the way up through the most sophisticated and wealthy, through institutional investors and all of that nice jazz. So I want to make that abundantly clear. So enough said. I'll never speak on that point again. It's a dead issue. So we're going to be coming back here later on this week with a lot of like really great interviews. One of my favorite ones I'm going to get to on Thursday is going to be the gentleman from the NBA and the NFL Players Association. It is fascinating about talking about the I don't know if anyone saw it, but Lee Steinberg was on the Artie Lang radio show. And if anyone wants to know what Global Crowd TV, especially the direct public offering, is going to look like, it's going to look like just we're basing the set style and what the direct public offering show is going to look like just around the Artie Lang show style. It's going to be that kind of laid-back style. It's going to be a lot of conversation, TV, big TV screens behind us when we choose a viewer or an investor to talk to. We'll bring them up live on the screen, and it's going to be a nice, clean viewing experience for everybody. So this week we're going to be getting through a lot of the companies that are going to be on Global Crowd TV, and I want to say this right now. I'm very excited about each and every single one of these companies. We've got Omega Creamery from here in California. This is a great company. They're coming in to shoot the promotional video here this Friday. We're going to be listening to French Port here today. We've got PV Development of the Hills for you real estate investors, and this is going to be when I talk about. Once again, I beat this table daily of talking about real estate investments, looking for that extra thing. How about a real estate condo development in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico? This is phase 2 and 3 of an already completed phase 1. You're talking about anybody with $500 can invest in this. These are 9% secure debt notes. And here's what the most beautiful part of the whole thing is, that you can either at the end of the 5-year term simply collect your interest and get your face value of your notes back, or you can convert your investment into ownership interest in a unit or to purchase a unit. It is just a great, fascinating real estate project. And we've got Shutter Guardian coming up here later on this week. This is a Florida-based company with a patented hurricane shutter protection technology. Anyone who lives around the eastern seaboard, especially down in Florida, knows all about the hurricanes shutters and how they're constantly broken off and used for people. You take them to the scrap yards, people break into the houses and all of that nice jazz. We got that coming up. So we got David Hughes from Rate Pilot, one of these great technologies that's out there. We've got the guys from Cheers with Beers coming up. So we got a lot of great interviews and a lot of great things. So I'm going to take a small break here right now. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk to Mr. Kenneth Marr from French Port Doors. And once again, I'm Steve Miller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. We'll be right back.
To the western way. And a place. But God, those faces are so cold. You know, I travel all night. If I could get back home, I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I want it, want it, dead or alive. I want it, want it, dead or I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I want it, want it, dead or alive. I want it, want it, dead or
Steve Miller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. And yeah, we're going to finalize that schedule. I have a schedule up of all the interviews for the week here later on today. And tonight I finally will do it. I've got the three videos for the blog. And I'll be updating my blog every Sunday, Wednesday, and I think Friday. So that'll be done. If you want to follow my blog, you can follow at Steve Mueller, StevMueller.com. And you can follow me at Twitter at Global Crowd TV. So right now we're going to be listening to an interview I did here just yesterday with Mr. Kenneth Marr. Kenneth Marr is the managing member of French Port Doors. French Port Doors is a direct public offering that's going to be on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily here. Starting, he's the number one Number one. This is the number one company. February 17th. All investors can now start completing their registrations here starting tomorrow at Global Crowd TV. It's been opened up to institutional investors for over 30 days. The number of registered investment advisors and institutional investors that have registered at Global Crowd TV is absolutely phenomenal. This is going to be one of the biggest things that's going to happen in direct public offerings and crowdfunding here in 2014. Global Crowd TV, check it out. Go to globalcrowdtv.com. And here we are. I'm going to play the interview right now with Mr. Ken Marr of French Port Doors. And I will be back tomorrow. Talk to you all then. And here's the interview with our partners at French Port Doors.
We're back here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and also live here on Global Crowd TV. And I'm being joined right now by one of the greatest, I don't know, just one of my favorite offerings that we're going to be doing this year on Global Crowd TV's Direct Public Offering Daily. And it is just because of the uniqueness of the product. And we're here right now with Mr. Ken Marr of French Port Doors. And if anyone who has looked at French Port Doors on the Global Crowd TV website, you'll understand why I call these one of the most unique products that I've ever seen. And as a real estate property owner, I can tell you right now, my wife cannot wait to start putting these French Port Doors in the garages of our rental properties. So, Ken, welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
Great. I'm glad to be here.
Ken, tell me, my wife absolutely insists and jumps up and down, there's no way that a man came up with that product. Is it true? Was it you or was it your wife?
This was totally all my wife's idea.
My wife's going to be very happy to hear that. She said there's no way a man came up with that. Can you, because I can't even do it justice, you have essentially taken what, am I going to be right by saying this? You've essentially taken what looks like French, like French doors, and you turn them into garage doors, but it's with panels. I mean, it goes up like a regular garage door. It's not like just as one big piece. Am I right about this?
Absolutely.
You know, how has no one else come up with this? How did you come up with this? Does anyone else have this product, or is it patented only for you?
It's patented. We have over 80 patents, and we have 4 different designs, and it's made out of powder-coated aluminum and unbreakable polycarbonate. And it's just a fantastic product. And I tell you that about 13 years ago, my wife and I went to buy a house, and she loved the house that had, well, it was the model home. And so they had the garage as the office space, and they had room. And it just put the whole house together in terms of curb appeal. And she said, okay, I'll buy that house, but you got to leave those French doors there. And they ended up saying, absolutely not. We have to change it back to, as we say, an ugly white box.
Yeah, I mean, and what I think is so unique is, like, when you see, like, a garage door, and you can see the, like, I have a garage door on my house here in Calabasas, California. And when you're driving up the street, and I live at the top of a hill, and when you're coming up the road and you're looking at my house, you can see the subtle lines that are in my garage door. But in your product, it looks like French doors. You cannot see the lines. Was that by fluke or that by design, and is that part of your patent?
We started a fantastic lawsuit against a major garage door company, and it's a patent on a pinch-resistant seamless extrusion. So when the sections meet, there's a bottom lip on the top of a section, and then there's a straight lip on the top section, and as it comes down, it goes over the lip, so it's pinch resistant, and then it's also seamless. So when you come up to the door and you have our faux handles on there that come in brass, nickel, or antique black, you cannot see the lines where the sections meet. And we're the only game in town.
You're not the only game in town. You're the only game in the nation. I think it's such a unique. There's my wife is watching this interview just because once again she when we started talking about this, we knew that your product was carried on a limited basis in Lowe's, and you're working with Lowe's to increase like your footprint with Lowe's, and that's part of what your investment dollars is going to be going for. But the one door that my wife just absolutely was just totally amazed by is the one that has a standard walkthrough door. So I just want everyone to picture this. They have a garage door that opens in, let's say, four panels. But when the door is down, there is like a fully functional like door you can walk through. How in the world did you come up with this?
Yeah, well, I have a fantastic partner up in Canada, and he's the only one that I'll let touch my product, and he actually now makes my product, and I'm about to give him exclusivity for all of Canada. But he's a fantastic engineer, and he does walkthroughs for other type doors, and so we got together one day, and he came up with a way to do it on my doors. And I can do a walkthrough option on any design that we have. And I just want to correct you there. It's not a standard to have that walkthrough option. It's actually an option.
Sure. It's my fault. I had to correct myself with that. I knew it as soon as I said it. But when you're doing like live radio, it's hard to correct yourself in mid-stroke. So yeah, that was my fault on that one. But I mean, once again, one of the most unique products that I have seen. Now, you currently have a relationship with Lowe's, and it's part of, like, you have a $5 million offering here with Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. You're a company that's already out there. You're already working with home builders. You're already working with, like, a large box retailer. Can you kind of tell the listener what it is that you're going to be using the $5 million investment for?
Yeah, well, basically, distribution is our biggest issue. We've already been allowed to go into 200 stores. We're just waiting. I think their vendor meeting is February 14th, and we're just waiting for them to decide. We had a presentation in December with them, and we gave them this whole lifestyle way because Lowe's really wants to compete with the dealers. So we're giving them an idea to actually change their whole millwork department. I don't know if they're going to go this far, but the women between 30 and 60 that want to do something different, maybe, you know, because of the economy, they don't have a second home. And, you know, the garage is a huge space that's underused. So we gave Lowe's the idea of maybe perhaps doing putting a little petite garage in Lowe's and putting a French port door in the front of it with a walkthrough and having folks walk into the garage and seeing how beautiful my door is. And then it allows Lowe's to sell other products like, fans and stoves and windows and carpet and anything else that you would put in a cottage or a studio or whatever, or a playroom for the kids. But I think it's a great way to combine different products, and it's a great way to show people what they can do with their garage. And the best thing is to put our door in the front of that garage.
When the product is made, one of our listeners already sent me a message, says, when the product is purchased at Lowe's, because you're just in the Lowe's, I take it, in the Northeast United States, close to where your manufacturing point is in Maryland?
Yeah, actually, my factory is in Pennsylvania, and I also have a factory overseas. And right now, I've given Lowe's pricing between one door, buying one door at a time, or buying 10,000 doors, and that's what they're thinking about right now, is how they want to structure and what price they want to get it. Because obviously, I want to try and get the price down so we're not just selling 5 million of them. We're not just selling, a million doors. We're selling 5 to 10 million doors and opening up the market to the rest of the public. And we're trying to get it at a decent price with a very high quality product. And we're
That's what the listener just kind of sent in, said, doesn't it cost a little bit more to get a French port door right now? Because when you go to Lowe's, obviously you're going to be custom making it then shipping it, so you have shipping costs involved. And obviously shipping a garage door isn't going to cost $5, you know what I mean? So obviously if you're able to ramp up your supply and you're able to deliver more to Lowe's, that obviously bring the price point down, not only for Lowe's but probably for the consumer as well.
Absolutely. And so, you know, right now we're including shipping and crating, and we're shipping anywhere in the States, even right now, to consumers, dealers, builders. And we're really trying to convince Lowe's to buy quantity, and we'll warehouse it, but at least we can give it to them at a much lower price, and then they can pass that on to the consumer. And also, once we really start selling, obviously, you know, I've had meetings with a company, a Swedish company called Assa Abloy, that just bought Amar, that has 70 distribution centers. Amar has the account with Lowe's. So it's an automatic fit that once they see sales starting to take off at Lowe's, they're going to try and get a hold of French Ford and put it through their distribution, which will lower the price even more.
And I think that's one big thing, too, for the investor and the viewer and the listener to understand is just when you get these, when you go from a smaller operation to delivering, you know, on a large scale to like a Lowe's or to any of the other big box retailers, a lot of times people don't understand that. That's when you need an investment the most, because those types of orders, you know, increase your cost. You know what I mean? You have to be able to hold an inventory, because when Lowe's puts in an order, it's not like they're going to be sitting back and waiting months for a delivery. So you have to be able to maintain a supply. So that's one big reason why we have French Port Doors here on Global Crowd TV. TV's direct public offering daily is because a lot of this money is going to be used, I take it, also for your inventory and having, you know, enough to supply orders and so on and so forth, as my kind of my new coin term is around here.
Absolutely. That's really what it's all about, is to be able to order 10,000 doors and, you know, whatever that comes out in terms of containers, get the price down, warehouse them here, and sell them to builders and consumers and to big box, all at a much lower price. That's what the money is really going for.
Now, how many styles of doors do you have right now?
Well, we have four different styles. We have the Jennifer, which is named after the founder of the company, and that looks like an elegant, the single door looks like an elegant French door. And a double door looks like two elegant French doors together. And we can go up to 18 foot wide and 8 feet high. I think sometimes we can even do a 20 footer, because we also can do commercial doors. We just did a gas station in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and we put up 3 10-by-10 Madelines, and you will not believe how good that looks. And it's just a matter of, you know, the whole business is that the whole industry, the whole garage door industry is just used to, you know, down and dirty selling, you know, 5 or 10 $200 door to the public, and they're not concerned with curb appeal or anything else. So that's really what we're trying to get out there. And some of the money will be used to really do some marketing and letting everybody know, because that's part of our problems. The world doesn't know we're here. Okay.
You know, people don't know about... Okay.
I just wanted to say, so let me just go back. I just wanted to finish before this.
Sure.
So then we have the Kendra that's named after my 26-year-old, and the single looks like two sets of French doors, and the double looks like three sets of French doors, and, you know, there's two panes between columns and all that. And then we have a Madeline that's named after my 15-year-old, that the single looks like a door on either side of a stationary panel, and the double looks like two sets of elegant doors on either side of a stationary panel. And then we have a Christina for the more contemporary homes, and we, hands down, we think, you know, that's what our competition has. They have the gas station-looking door, and that can only go so far. You know, it works with a contemporary home, but now we have an elegant, we call it the Italian-style door, called the Christina, and it's just phenomenal. It's just, it's, you know, people love it.
That's one thing I think is also great about your product is not only is it very unique, and then not only did you take a unique look one step farther with your patented seamless door style. So you have a unique product that is now seamless, which I think is amazing, has an option where you can have a walk-through door if you choose to have that option, you know, put into your door, which is just amazing. And people don't understand how crazy, like, things can change. There's a TV show out there called Shark Tank, and there's a guy on there named Kevin O'Leary, who today is the founder, and I think he's the chief operating officer of the O'Leary Funds in Canada. And somebody sent me a quote that would have come from him, even though it's not Kevin O'Leary sending it to us, but said he always talks about licensing, always about licensing and royalties and perpetuities. Is there ever an opportunity in which that you would license out your technology and or basically your concept to another, maybe a larger garage door company?
Yeah, absolutely. That is my business plan. I mean, I'm talking to Assa Abloy, like I mentioned before, that just bought Amar, that really thinks the market and the economy for the next 10 years in America, hands down, is going to be Europe. So they really are looking for opportunities, and that's why they bought Amar. And I just had a hour conversation last week with a guy called Ron Vargas that structured a deal to buy Amar, and he loves our passion, loves the product, and he's going to get back to me, and we're having discussions with the largest manufacturer called Clopay, and you know, they're very interested in my other product, but I don't want to confuse the audience and bring it in, but we can talk about it later. It's a product that I filed a patent on, and I'm hoping in 30 days I get that patent, and if we do. I already sold the rights in Europe to a $2.9 billion company called Herman, and they just developed a 182-foot-long printer. And so Clopay is very interested in that printer, and they're very interested, if I get the patent, to go exclusive and to pay us a royalty. And same with Assa Abloy. And I'm trying to leverage whoever wants one has to do the other, so that it can resolve our distribution, and I think it's going to be a great outcome in the end.
Oh, I think it's great. I know that you're part of French Port is this printer technology that you also have that you just filed a patent on. Can you tell us a little bit about what the printer is, what it does, and why it's so unique in its why it's unique in its abilities?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, some guy about 6 years ago thought of the idea and filed a patent, and he got denied, and so he let it go. I called him up and gave him hell. But anyway, I sat down with my lawyers, and we came up with 26 claims on the process and method of printing on a sectional flush garage door. And so what the Germans have done, because they have a lot more money than I do at the moment, they spent $5 million making this 182-foot-long printer that with a push of a button, they can make 100 doors an hour with 100 different designs. And so what is different, they're going to sell 250,000 printed doors, and next year 500,000 printed doors. But it's not really a new product, it's just a new method, because the old way of doing it was that they have a steel coil and they have a painted wood grain look on that, and normally you have to make about 2,000 doors, so you have to make 2,000 of the same door, so that brings in inventory and stock. So the printer turns out to be a 10 times more efficient process, so that you're making upon order the door immediately with the printer and with the push of a button. So like I said, you can make 100 different designs an hour. So they just ordered 5 more printers, and that's part of my, I'm probably going to Germany in Bielefeld to a company called Hymann, and I'm going to try and commission a printer once I make a deal to Clopay and have a turnkey operation go to Ohio, and we can immediately start earning royalties.
And I think that's what's so unique about the printers you're talking about, and that's so true with what you just said. Like, in today's production world, it's basically one printer for one style or one product. With the printer that you're talking about, it's, you know, you could have 100, and you're basically making a garage door on demand, as opposed to printing, you know, having one printer that just does one unique one, and that's all that it does. So that's highly unique.
Absolutely, and the real key to the whole thing, and the key to my process and method, is that at the same time that you're printing, you know, a wood grain carriage house look, mahogany, there's like 26 different wood grains. You can also print a French port door, any of my designs, and absolutely from 10 yards away, like a real door. And you put the full handles on there, or you can even print the handles on there, depending on what the customer wants to spend. But it's just a revolutionary idea, and it's going to change the whole industry.
I think the world is even still trying to get caught up on the whole, like, you know, like the 3D printers, you know, like the printers now today, you know, you can essentially make like a plastic gun from just like a photograph. Do you know what I mean? So the wave of the future with what printers can do and the products that they can make is just extraordinary. So I think, you know, any of the investors who are looking at Freshport today, you know, each one of these products by themselves is, you know, supplies more than an adequate return to any one investor. I mean, the Freshport doors, I mean, just with the garage doors you have now as a standalone product line, produces enough income to investors to justify the investment and then some. But to have two products is just completely, it's completely great. So, is it cold there in Maryland? Are you freezing? Because I'm telling you, it's I'm talking to you from our air studio here at Global Crowd TV in Malibu, California, and it's sunny and 75.
Oh my God, it's probably about 40 degrees here, but you know, we really had a cold swing here last week, but it's getting a little bit warmer. I think it got to 50 today.
That's it was actually my lead-in question. Is that your doors have been around for a couple of years now? Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're selling, you know, our only issue is that people don't know about us. We're not marketing, but now that we've combined our marketing with Lowe's and that we're on Lowe's.com in three states, and I'm hoping after February we'll be on Lowe's.com nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big...
Introduced in December our printing design, and they kind of love it, and they know that, you know, there's other people interested, like Clopay has the Home Depot account, so there could be a little tug of war there. And so what's great about Freshport is that, you know, I thought of that process and method. I wrote the provisional myself back in 2009, and thank God I came up with the whole process and added the clear coat, because that's the key to the whole thing. That once you print, you got to have a great element and clear coats, something like you put on your nails to keep your nails clean. So it's a fantastic formula, and it gives it a 5-year warranty from the elements, and you know, it just holds up much better than the original way that the industry works. So Freshport now has a family of products. We have a low-end product, we have our print-resistant seamless extrusion, and we have over 80 patents worldwide on all our designs. And we also have a utility patent on all our designs. And that's why finally I decided to, you know, some of the folks decided to call my product the French View or the Avanon and that kind of thing. And I started seeing my designs on different websites. So I knew that I better, if I spent all this money on patenting, I better go after these folks. Otherwise, the judge one day might say, well, why didn't you take advantage of your patents? And so that's what I'm doing now, and I've got everybody's attention, and it's going to be a nice press release on its own.
Yeah, I think is great about, not great, but, you know, that's the hardship about being a very unique company like that, is the amount of, you basically spend, you know, not only over the first couple of years that you spent most of your profits on, you know, filing patents, and you've got, you know, you got to go after the people who are stealing the technology and all of that stuff. And I know it's been a long road to travel to get to, you know, in with Lowe's and all of that other nice stuff. But I guarantee that it'll be a road worth traveled here soon enough. I mean, as your company gets into what it really looks to be a tremendous growth stage here in 2014 and 2015.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and now I consider myself a little bit of a garage door guru. But when I entered into this thing, I was just, you know, it started out as a hobby. You know, we go back to my wife loving that idea. When we left the model home, I called my attorney and said, is there anybody that's making garage doors that look like French doors? And then I immediately found a factory. And we got, you know, all my doors have about 5 different extrusions to put it together, so it's not an easy product to make, but it's high-end, it's beautiful, and you have to see it in person to really get an idea. I mean, you know, I'm shocked, and I just did, you know, a few major players here in Chili Chase. I wish I could say their names, but they're celebrities and big wigs in the government and in the courts. And I just don't want to publicize, but, you know, it's really catching on all over the place. And it's, you know, I'm just so excited. And that's what, you know, I put $5 million of my own money in this. I spent $3 million keeping myself alive. You know, I come back, you know, I've had a successful mortgage business from before. And when my wife came up with this idea, I started patenting like a maniac. And this is where we are.
Well, that's why I'm excited to have this as one of the very first companies that's going to be on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. And I think that when the investors, not only when they hear what your product is, but when they go to globalcrowdtv.com and they go in and look at French port doors, and when they go in, we've got all of your photos there that you have of some of the work completed and some of the homes that have your garage doors. And we have a TV commercial that you have for French port doors also on that site as well. I think the investors who look at it will definitely be, they'll be turned on immediately, and they're going to look at this and say, this is an investment I've got to get into my personal portfolio immediately because I want to be part of this at the ground floor level. So once again, the company is French port doors. The website for their offering is, well, actually, their offering is at globalcrowdtv.com. You can click on French port and go right into their page and see, like I said, the pictures of the garage doors. You can see the videos. You can listen to this interview as well, and you can read more about the company and the terms of its direct public securities offering. Ken, once again, and my wife has already told me that there's no way you're leaving Los Angeles without us buying one of those doors for one of our houses. She's completely hooked.
Well, let her know. I'll make sure she gets a great deal.
Yeah, I don't think that'll make a difference. You could probably come in here and tell her it's going to be $10,000, and she's probably still writing a check. So, I think you're going to be safe. So, once again, the securities offering is at Global Crowd TV. Click on French Port Doors. And, Ken, we'll be talking to you in February. And thank you for joining us here today.
Hey, thank you. And I really appreciate you helping me raise this money, Steve. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
No. Thank you for letting us work with you on this one. This is going to be something that's going to be very beneficial for investors, for us, and for you. So, Ken, once again, have a great day, and we'll be talking to you in February of 2014 on Global Crowd TV's Direct Public Offering Daily.
Now I smell the rain, I'm winning pain, and it's in my way. time has come to be gone. And though I have regret a thousand times, it's time to revel on.